בוקר טוב רבותיי, תראה איזה יום חמישי, לסדר כי תבוא אל הארץ, one page, קוף עין א', לעתיד לבוא גדול מי שאינו מצווה ועושה. Very cute. Yeah, in this world we know. הנה אמרו חזל, גדול המצווה ועושה ממי שאינו מצווה ועושה. We know that a person who is commanded and does is greater than one who is not commanded and does. Yeah, for that reason it's men who are mekayem mitzvot aseh shel hazman grama are greater than on a higher level than women would do. Uvtam hadavar kadva tosafot mipnei shehu doeg tamid levatel yitzro ulkayem mitzvat boro. What's the reason for that? When you're commanded, you have a yetzer hara that tells you not to do it, so you have to fight it. If you're not commanded, it's also great that you're doing it, but you don't have to fight the yetzer hara as much because it doesn't really care if you do it or not because you're not commanded. So the sachar for mitzuveh ve'oseh is greater because it's not only about the mitzvah, it's about the, you know, the struggle they have to go through in order to get there. Takshiv. Umashma shebilo siba zo shel kfiyat yetzer adraba hayinu omrim shegadol mi shenom tzuveh ve'oseh mi shum tzuveh ve'oseh shenom asav mukhichim shenom oseh mi shum sachar ve'onesh shenom ahava ורק מחמת שמוטל עליו חיוב, יש עליו תרדת היצר, ולכן מעלתו גדולה כלפון צערה אגרה. Which means, we're not for this reason, we're not for this explanation of, I have to fight my יצר הרה. מן הסברה, what would you say? Who would you say is greater? A person who's commanded or not? אינו מצווה, because what? He's not doing it for שכר, whatever, he's not even מצווה, he's doing it because he wants to be מתקרב להקדוש ברוך הוא. It's like an opposite סברה. תקשיב. ונראה שהדברים אמורים רק בעולם הזה ששולט בו היצר הרה. This only applies, this klal of gadol ha-mitzuveh ve'oseh mimi she'eino mitzuveh ve'oseh only applies ba'olam hazeh, because olam hazeh is where the yetzer hara has a stronghold. However, aval le'atid lavo, shekvar yitbate le'yetzer hara, kamo shekatvu bagmara shehakadosh baruch hu mevio, veshochato bifnei ha-tzedekim ufnei ha-reshaim, adrabah, gadol yemi she'eino mitzuveh ve'oseh mimi she'mitzuveh ve'oseh. In olam haba, where there is no yetzer hara be'emet, we're going to go back to the original svara, to the hava mina, which is what? גדול מי שאינו מצווה ועושה. What's the riot to that? וכמו שסבר מתחילה רב יוסף, שהרי כבר אין מעלת המצוות שדואג תמיד לבטל יצרו, ולקיים מצוות בוראו. Yeah, like רב יוסף thought originally that אינו מצווה is greater, so in עולם הבא, we're actually going to pasken like that, הווה אמינא. We're going to pasken that מצווה ועושה is actually greater, because over there, there's no יצר הרע. והנה, על החיים שלאחר המיטה אמרו חזל, לעולם יעסוק אדם בתורה ובמצוות קודם שימות, שכיוון שמת בטל מן התורה ומן המצוות, ואין לקדוש ברוך הוא שבח בו. הגמרא says, if you're looking to acquire תורה ומצוות, preferably do so before you die, because after you die, you can't. Yeah, there's no תורה ומצוות after you die, not only just because you're physically dead, but also because דוד המלך writes in תהילים, במתים חופשי כמו חללים. כיוון שמת, הרי הוא חופשי מן המצוות. זה, יפתור. So he says, ונראה שהדברים אמורים, רק, that's a good thing. Do mitzvot before you die. Now he says, you know the famous thing with the Gra? The Gra was on his deathbed, and he was crying. He told his talmid, he was holding his talit katan, he was holding his tzitzit, and he was crying. He says, I'm leaving a world where you can buy eternity for just a few pennies. He was holding his tzitzit, and I'm going to a world where I can't, even though he's going to a world where he's about to reap the reward, but he says, I can't do mitzvot anymore. Can you imagine? You still good? Okay. Oh, you're like checking on it? Okay. So, behaving? He doesn't behave. No, he says, you know what I'm saying? Start him. Anyway, get there. ונראה שהדברים אמורים רק ביחס אל קיום המצוות המעשיות, כאן בעולם הזה. That's only for the actively fulfilled מצוות in העולם הזה. אבל מי שזכה ללמוד וללמד, או שכתב ספרים, ואומרים דברי תורה בשמו, אחר פטירתו, שעל כך אמרו חזל, כל תלמיד חכם שאומרים דבר שמוע מפיו בעולם הזה, ספתותיו דובבות בקבר, מעלותיו גדולה, כמי שאינו מצווה ועושה לעתיד לבוא, שעדיף מהמצווה ועושה. In terms of physical mitzvot, that's right. When you're dead, it's over. But in terms of zechuyot, let's say you left over sfarim or talmidim or whatever it is, and they say dvar Torah mipiv, or you had hanagot tovot, you left over tzedakah v'chesed that they do in your name over there, that keeps on earning you perot ba'olam haba, as like we said before, like in eino mitzuveh ve'oseh, and that's your ma'ala over there. Why? שהרי זכויות אלו נוספות לו בשעה שכבר אינו מצווה ועושה. When you're dead, you're אינו מצווה ועושה, correct? That's a lumdish svara. When you're dead, you are eno metzuve, because you're dead. Ve'ose, but if these things continue in your name, divrei Torah in your name, svarim, v'chule, 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 eno metzuve, ve'ose, whose ma'ala is even greater in olam haba. Wow. I guess because he was going to miss mitzvot ma'asiyot. Even the physical doing of mitzvot. Yes, obviously, he's still going to get the dividends. But the physical ma'aseh ha-mitzvah, the physical amal ha-Torah, he was going to miss that. And he says, wow, that was super lumdish. Tell Rav Hanoch, תגיד לו. No, it's a major svara. Do you hear what he said? What a tzustel. He says, ובוודאי, יש לה הקדוש ברוך הוא שבח בו, I outsource all my lumdish stuff to Rav Hanoch. Anything that has to do with lumdis vizeh, you know what I'm saying, that's not my, I try to be a little bit of a lumdin, but that's not my forte. I just refer, delegate. Anyway, bekitzer. You have what I'm saying? If there's lumdis, halacha or mashu, he sends it my way. If there's lumdis, I send it back. We trade it. Huh? Yeah, everybody's got to have a, the Torah Kedosha is so broad and vast, you got to find your niche. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, again, you have to master the whole Torah as a nachon. But everybody has their netiyah. So, now, you remember the slogan here? I may not know much, but I'm a lamdan. Now, he says, Vaiter. Yeah. That'll save you. Yeah. Vaiter. Ay, ay, ay. Chevra, lamdas is great. You have to know halakha lemaase. No question. Halakha lemaase. Piskei halachot. Regular ABCs of piskei halachot, you got to know. How do you get married without knowing piskei halachot? Basic. Shabbat, kashrut, tarat ha-mishpacha, anyanim, v'zeh. You're going to get married without that? Shailas come up every moment of every day. What are you going to do? You don't want to look like a loser. Even Ahasuerus understood, Liot kol ish sorer beveto. Every man has to be, you know, every husband, every father is a kind of posek for himself, for his family, wife, children, v'zeh. So, שלא נבוש בעולם הזה ולא נתקלם לעולם הבא. צריך לדעת. I am a lamdin. Lamdis can't pass in shaylas. He says, הבנת טוב, מה אני אומר? It can sharpen your mind so that you can learn halacha like a mensch to pass in shaylas. But you got to fear us. ובוודאי יש להקדוש ברוך הוא שבח בו, ושכרו בגן עדן כמו שממשיך לעסוק בתורה בחיים חיותו. For such a person, he leaves over these perot בעולם הזה, it keeps on being נזקף, keeps on going to his credit בעולם הבא, and that's בגדר, אינו מצווה ועושה, which is greater in עולם הבא even than מצווה ועושה. טוב, הבנתם? Moral of the story. No, Khalil, die young, chas v'shalom, bar minnan, lama kacha? Now, no. Arichut yamim, b'zat Hashem. Yeah. Bar minnan, b'zat Hashem. Tov, yom tov.